Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principle. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer. And baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you guys on this wonderful Wednesday. We have a lot to get into. Rob and I are hoping to start a new Drive tradition. Today, we are going to have all three of the local coaches who help guide their team to state championships this year in high school football. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we are going to head to Kearney, Missouri, and be joined by their head coach as Kearney won the State 4 championship. We're going to do that coming up. Some of you might be wondering, well, where are the Kansas coaches? None of the local Kansas schools took care of business. We'd love to incorporate you guys into this. Next season, Rob, hopefully we get a couple of state titles on that side of state line. You bring them back, and we're happy to celebrate the Kansas high schools. We don't discriminate on here. Missouri, Kansas, we want all the local schools to go out and do well. So we're going to have the Missouri 4, 5, and 6A state championship coaches. They're all going to be on the show today. We also are going to be joined by Patrick Mahomes is going to be on the show. I got a chance to catch up with him earlier today. We will play that conversation for you in its normal time. We got a lot to get into in today's show. Before we do any of that, I need to remind you guys of a couple of things. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. And number three, and most importantly, I need you to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other. If you're looking for a place to watch those knockout round NBA Cup games, maybe you're looking for a place to grab a drink after work, go grab yourself a bite to eat, maybe just catch a game, then the perfect place to do that is with our friends over at The Other Place. So this is where I would like to begin today's show, and we'll head to Kearney, Missouri, coming up in just a bit. We are going to talk about a lot of different things this offseason that the Chiefs need to do, and I'm sure there are going to be a bunch of different ideas and suggestions that are thrown out about what the Chiefs need to do. You want to see them go get this player. You want them to make this trade. You want them to sign this guy in free agency. And I am all for listening to every single one of the ideas that people have to help get the Kansas City Chiefs back to the playoffs, back to winning playoff games, and back to one of the more dangerous teams in the National Football League. But to me, the conversation has to start with one thing. How do the Chiefs get the old version of Patrick Mahomes back? So I saw these numbers, and I want to go through them with you guys. Patrick Mahomes, from years 2018 up until 2022, had 106 passer rating and 8.1 yards per attempt. Patrick Mahomes, from 23 to 25, has a 92.5 quarterback rating and a 7.0 yards per attempt. So we are talking about a drastic difference in passer rating and a drastic difference in yards per attempt. Now, we can attribute this to a bunch of different things, but this is an organization that has always prioritized protecting Patrick Mahomes and giving him everything that he needs. They have spent a lot of money investing in that offensive line. It's time to invest in all of the things that you think can help your quarterback. I've told you guys the two things that I really want the Chiefs to emphasize this offseason. Number one, I think they need a big physical man coverage beating wide receiver. I don't think they have that currently on their team. I don't think that's what Rashee Rice is. I don't think that's what Xavier Worthy is. I don't think that's what Tyquan Thornton is. I don't think they have a bigger, more physical man press coverage beating style receiver. And when you look at the defenses that give Kansas City the most problems, it's those kinds of defenses. It's the Philadelphias. It's the Denvers. It's the Houston Texans. It's teams that have physical corners that they know they can play press, bump, and run coverage. They get really good pressure with their front four, and they just disrupt timing for the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's number one. You guys know that I want the Chiefs to emphasize running the football and taking some of the pressure off Patrick Mahomes. And I think they will see that if they can run the football effectively and lean in and trust the run game, and the defense also sees the run game as a threat, I think you'll see how much of a burden that takes off of Patrick Mahomes and how much better he will be because of it. I saw a stat. I told you guys this stat yesterday. Patrick Mahomes accounts for 74% of the Chiefs' offense. They are asking their quarterback to do a lot. Going into a game against the Houston Texans defense, you should not expect Patrick Mahomes to be your leading rusher, which leads me to the second point about getting back to the old Patrick Mahomes. So as a passer, the numbers are there. It is undeniable at this point. Again, we might disagree on the why or how we got here, but it is impossible to look at the passing numbers and tell me that you are looking at the exact same quarterback. It just is not bear itself out in the statistics. Now, let's talk about this second part, and this is something that we have praised Patrick for in the past, but I think you were starting to see it is a crutch, it is a hindrance to their offense. So this information comes courtesy of The Ringer, and the article was about how the Chiefs are breaking Patrick Mahomes. Listen to this. Patrick Mahomes leads the NFL in scrambles. He is on a pace to have his career-high scramble rate. Did you know that on about 10% of the pass plays that are called for the Chiefs, they result in Patrick Mahomes taking off and scrambling? We all know that this is not by design. The Chiefs' offense is not designed to have Pat running around and making these kind of plays. It is happening out of necessity, whether he doesn't trust his offensive line, wide receivers aren't getting open, whatever you think the reason is, but Pat, he leads the NFL in these plays. He is taking off and running on about 10% of his pass plays, of his dropbacks, which is by far and away a career high. I continue to believe this. When their offensive run game is centered around Pat and him running on third down or him taking off and him making something out of nothing, it is usually indicative that their offense is not working. I'll continue to read you this story from The Ringer. When Mahomes loses trust in his offense and the players around him, you see that his scramble rate spikes. It is a clear recession indicator of the Chiefs' passing game. It continues to go on, but you guys get the point. Of all the possible changes that we are going to discuss over the next 3 to 4 months, I am here for them. I am open. I have my ideas. You have your ideas. We certainly are going to have a lot of time in January to talk about the future and where you think the Kansas City Chiefs can be. Number one is this organization needs to find out how to get the best quarterback in the National Football League back, because I think they have the best quarterback. I imagine many of you also think that they have the best quarterback. That has not bear itself out in these regular season statistics. Sure, there is still not a quarterback that I would want in 2 minutes or 5 minutes with the ball in his hand and a chance to take you down the field. I still feel that way about Patrick Mahomes. But it is impossible, I think, to watch the NFL on a week-in, week-out basis and feel like right now the Chiefs have the best quarterback in the league, or are they getting the most production out of the quarterback position? So it's not just the feeling or the accomplishments that you have. It is every single week you are getting the most production out of your quarterback. You cannot say this right now. So it starts with getting healthy on the offensive line. It starts with the improvements in the wide receiver room and just having a variety of guys. Who would you say is the Chiefs' best route runner in their wide receiver room? That if it's a 3-7, 3rd-and-7, you trust that receiver to run a great crisp route, get wide open, and move the chains. They just don't have that kind of receiver. That's the kind of receiver that I think they need. It's relying on the run game. For the last 2 years, we have tried to dress up 3.8 yards per carry and 3.9 yards per carry. Well, if you run it every time, that's a first down. Stop it. You know that's not an effective and efficient run game. And moving forward, the Chiefs' run game cannot center around Patrick Mahomes making something out of nothing and scrambling and running around and making plays. That's not a part of the offensive structure that you need to have as we are heading into Patrick Mahomes' 30s. So for all the changes that they need, whether you think they need to bring Trent McDuffie back or trade Trent McDuffie, whether you think they need to make some moves on that defensive line, I agree with a lot of the changes people are going to propose. The number one thing the Chiefs need to be focused on, how do we ensure that in 2026 we get the best version of Patrick Mahomes and the most productive version of Patrick Mahomes? Because they did not build their team, they did not build their roster, to me, with that in mind, and they certainly didn't get that level of production each and every week that we watch this team. We're going to be joined by Patrick Mahomes coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by Logan Minnick. He is the head coach at Kearney High School. They won the Class 4 state championship. They have won their last 28 consecutive games, an incredible streak by them. We'll talk to them next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive, brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, I am hoping that Rob and I can start a new tradition on the show. Rob and I both love high school sports. We both support high school sports. So I had the idea a couple of days ago that I wanted to have every coach of the team locally that won the state championship. So if we got four or five coaches on the show, we got four or five coaches on the show. But I want to celebrate them. I want to celebrate their school, and I want to celebrate their accomplishments. Well, this year, locally, there were three schools that won state for their respective high schools: Kearney, Platte County, and Lee Summit. We are going to have each of those three coaches join us on the show. The first one that we're going to play for you guys is the head coach at Kearney, Missouri, Coach Logan Minnick. I got a chance to catch up with him earlier. Kearney went 14-0 this season, and they won state in Class 4A this year. We talked to him about how rewarding it was to win a championship during an undefeated season.
Yeah, what an unbelievable year. I'm so proud of our kids. And we did not have an easy schedule. You know, we're Class 4, and we had two of the best Class 6s in the city on our schedule, and all our nine guys were Class 5. So it was a war of attrition all year long with our schedule, and just so proud of the way our kids came through it. And I really think that benefited us throughout the playoffs, because, you know, the state game got 14-14 all the way there into the fourth quarter, and we'd been in some tight ball games with some bigger schools, so I think that definitely benefited us, you know, finding a way to win this thing.
I was reading in the Kansas City Star, your record is 49-4 as the head coach at Kearney. Is this true?
I walked into an unbelievable group of kids here. I like to joke about it, that when they hired me, I told them, you know, we were going to be 49-4 and win two state championships. But that definitely wasn't the case. No, I walked into, again, an unbelievable group of talent. And then the cool thing here, too, I had a lot of guys on staff here that I'd worked with. I was an assistant here in 15 and 16. So a lot of those coaches were here. So I had a bunch of really good things in place to go on this run that we've gone on.
Right now, we're talking to the head coach at Kearney. Coach Logan Minnick joins us on the show. His team went undefeated this year, 14-0, and they won the Class 4 state title in Missouri. So I went to college in Joplin, so very familiar with Webb City. And just being around a culture of a program that every year there was an expectation of excellence. Man, you guys have something very, very similar. You guys went perfect this season. This is the sixth state championship that you guys have won. You mentioned your record. You're 49-4. What is it about you guys' program that demands this kind of excellence, and year in, year out, you're always in contention to win a state title?
I definitely want to mention I was an assistant here in 15 when we beat Webb City in a state championship game. I said in one of my interviews, Kearney is one of the best football towns in the entire state of Missouri, so the support we have here is second to none, and we do – such a good job with our youth programs. Like, our kids from kindergarten through eighth grade are running our systems. The coaches come and meet with us. It just matters that much. And I think, you know, as you said, now there's definitely an expectation, you know, year in and year out to do this. And I just hope our parents understand some years won't always be 14-0 undefeated years. But at the same time, you know, it's what's expected. We believe around here, we don't rebuild here at Kearney. We just reload.
How rewarding was it to see, you know, both sides of the ball really dominate this year? You guys averaged 41 points per game, and in the title game, you held Hannibal to 117 total yards on defense. So you guys were a complete team, offense, defense, and special teams. How rewarding is it to see all three of those phases come together?
Oh, you know, if you're going to go 14-0, you've got to be great in all three. And we've had games all year where, you know, one wasn't as good as what we maybe have wanted or the other, and we've picked each other up, you know, all year long with that. And yeah, the defense, absolutely, the entire time I've been here, I think 12 points a game is maybe the most we've averaged, you know, giving up throughout a season in all four. So we take a lot of pride in that. And I think that's a huge product of how much pride we take in our strength conditioning program here at Kearney. Cause we don't throw it all over the field. We're not real flashy. We call our brand of football fist fight in the phone booth. And, you know, that's how we've won a lot of games here.
Last thing, or I'll get you out of here. You mentioned the support that you've gotten from the community. What does that kind of high school football success mean for a community, mean for a region of our city, that you guys can walk around with the belief that you're the best football program in the state of Missouri?
Yeah. I think, you know, you see on like Varsity Blues and these movies where when the home team plays an out-of-town game, every business closes, there are no lights on in town. You know, that's the kind of community Kearney is. I mean, it really means the world to a lot of these people. You know, we played at Missouri Western for the state championship game, and unbelievable packed house. You know, only an hour away, it felt like a home game, you know, the amount of support we had. I'm just so proud that our kids can bring one back because, again, we get back into town. You've got fire trucks and police cars escorting us through town. You've got people lining the streets all the way from I-35 to the high school. So, unbelievable place to be, and so blessed to be here.
That is the head coach at Kearney High School. Logan Minnick joins us on the show. Kearney won the state championship. They went 14-0. They defeated Hannibal in the Class 4 state title game. We are going to be joined by the Lee Summit head coach and also the Platte County. Those were the three local schools that won their state championship this year in their respective classes when it comes to high school football. Rob, Kearney's 49-4 in their last 53 games? 49-4? Why did we not know about this until just now? We should have been talking about this before. They've been incredible.
I mean, I want to know the couple that got them. Like, I'd like to know those schools that just popped up and got them because they
are the
outliers.
I mean, just to let you know this, I bet you KU's not 49-4 in their last 53 games at Allen Fieldhouse.
I don't think there's any team in Power 5 that's that good. Bama isn't that good in Tuscaloosa.
That's crazy. Congratulations to them. Do you think if I showed you a map, do you think you could point out where Kearney is? Like if right now, if I handed you just a map of Missouri and I said, point out Kearney, Missouri, do you think you'd be able to point it out?
I could ballpark it, but no.
Okay. I was just wondering.
Of the three coaches we're having on today, Kearney be the one I have the hardest time with.
Okay.
I think I would get Platte County. I think I would get Lee Summit.
Okay. I just was wondering.
No disrespect to Kearney.
Are you sure you get Lee Summit? Are you sure? Are you certain you get Lee Summit? I showed you on a map. You're certain.
Lee Summit I'd get.
Okay. I just want to look it up. I'm just saying. I just want to point out.
Lee Summit's the one I'm most confident in.
Okay. I'm just saying. I want to point out. We can play this game later. If I point to you on the map, do you think you can show me where Kearney, Missouri is? Congratulations to them and their high school team. They won the state title game. They have won two of the last three seasons. They are currently 49-4. In their last 53 games. What a run by them and their school. All right, let's talk about Notre Dame. They are on a different kind of run. They are on a media run complaining about how they didn't make the college football playoff. Now, I don't have anything against Notre Dame. Why would I have anything against Notre Dame? But it seems very simple to me. If you are arguing between Notre Dame and Miami, they both have the same number of losses. A lot of their metrics are exactly the same. How can you differentiate? How can you tell me who's better than each other? Oh, wait, they played one another this season. That has to be the tiebreaker. I don't know why Notre Dame is arguing this. I don't know why they're arguing. Why didn't the ACC stand up for us against Miami? Their argument needs to be against Alabama. Alabama played a game and lost. And out of the last 16 teams that have lost in their conference championship game, 15 of those teams have dropped in the rankings. There's only been one team that didn't drop in the rankings. It was Alabama. Now, my theory is college football wants to keep up this ruse of the importance of the conference championship games, even though they don't fit today's model. I don't know why college football is so hell-bent on using the exact same system that they had in 1995 in 2025, even though the metric of how we gauge how you make your postseason has drastically changed. So now that we have made such radical changes in the sport, we have to make other radical changes. The conference championship games don't work. So you can't play a game, get boat raced the way that Alabama does, and then tell me I didn't see what I just saw. I just saw you get smoked. And my stand is always going to be simple. We had a system where you couldn't lose at all. We then created a system where you could lose one time. We now have a system that you can lose twice. You can now lose three games and miss and make the college football playoff. What are we doing here? Why was Alabama allowed to be in this and Notre Dame is out? How was Alabama able to be in this thing and BYU was out of it? I do not believe that Alabama should be in the college football playoff, but they weren't even close to losing their spot. There's the 9 seed. They were firmly in the field. So to me, Notre Dame arguing that they should be in over Miami when you lost to Miami is the wrong thing that you should be arguing. You should be arguing that you should be in over Alabama because they lost more games than you did. But that's neither here nor there. Here is the AD at Notre Dame arguing and telling us that he was very frustrated with the process of how we determine the college football playoff.
Yeah, I want to make one thing clear, Dan. We have no problems with the teams that made it in. They're all great teams. You know, Miami's a great team. Alabama's a great team. Texas, Vanderbilt, we're a great team. What we're so confused by and frustrated with is the process. You know, every step along the way since the first CFP rankings came out, we were led to believe we were in as long as we took care of business. And we certainly took care of business with this 10-game winning streak. Dan, you think about that first ranking, you know, we in Miami were both 6-2. They had obviously already beat us the first game of the year. They were 18th. We were 10th. You know, the only thing that we did since that point was win every game by over an average of over 30 points. And, you know, all of a sudden we're 11th and on the outside looking in. And, you know, when we sit and talk, when I talk to Marcus, when we talk to our team, we don't have any good answers for that. So we're just really frustrated that we had the rug pulled out from underneath us, Dan.
This is where I will defend, but I'm only going to defend Notre Dame just a little bit here. I do think they're right in that the weekly college football ranking show is unnecessary and creates to the drama in arguing. If you have been ahead of Miami this entire time and they have been arguing why you should be ahead of Miami, and then at the end, when all of the information is in for both teams, they still have you ahead of them. We then have another week in which neither one of you play, and then at the end, they just randomly switch the other team in your place and now argue against everything that they've been saying for the last 5 television shows. It just shows the hypocrisy of all of this. There should only be one college football ranking show, the one at the end. Not this every week, weekly argue back and forth. No, there's one show. Hey, we have all the information. We're now going to give it to you. And now we're going to tell you why we did what we did. But I understand it. It's a television product. They got to create the drama. They got to give you a reason to watch it. So you can go back and forth and argue and see what the committee is going to do. That seems like it's the foundation of these things is let's go argue about things. So I do understand Notre Dame from that perspective. I don't know if this is going to make Notre Dame now join a conference. They've been able to maneuver quite fine for a very long time without it. They made the college football playoff last year without being in a conference. They almost made it this year. And next year, I don't know if many people know this, there is going to be a new rule and provision that if Notre Dame is in the top 12, they automatically have to make the college football playoff. So I don't know now if Notre Dame is going to wake up and now feel like, oh, well, now we have to join the ACC. I don't think that's it. Very simple. win your games. If they had either beat Texas A&M or beaten Miami and then lost another random game on their schedule, I think they'd be in the college football playoff. I think they'd be in. But you can't lose your two marquee games, basically just have one decent win. You beat USC, and I guess you beat Pitt, which is an okay win. Those can't be your crown achievements and then tell me that the system was unfair. No, you weren't good enough this season. I don't think Notre Dame should have made the college football playoff. But based on the system that we got, I at least understand why they feel like they should have been in the college football playoff. The committee did paint it like if you won out, you would be in the college football playoff. They then did what they thought they were supposed to do. And then at the last second, like the committee is pretty prone to do, they just changed the rules on the fly and then no one cares. And then we just all move on. And then we're mad at Notre Dame for them being upset at the rules. So I do kind of side with them just a teeny bit, not a lot. I got about 20% of grace for Notre Dame. Now, I do think that they are now crying over spilled milk. Not going to a bowl game. Come on now. Like, we're not talking about they're skipping out on some 6-6 Birmingham Bowl or some bowl in Shreveport, Louisiana. We're talking about Notre Dame is skipping out on the Citrus Bowl. They're skipping out on a really big, important bowl because they're mad. They're mad at the SEC. They're mad at the Big Ten. They're mad at ESPN and ABC. So they're not going to let them make money off the Notre Dame brand. Be better. Skipping the bowl game to me is weak. It's weak is what I think it is. It's taking your ball and going home because you felt bad that you got left out by the committee and now you don't want to go out there and prove it. I'd love to see Notre Dame in a bowl game. I'd love to see Notre Dame go out there against Vanderbilt and prove to me why they should have been in the college football playoff. I'd love for Notre Dame to play BYU in a bowl game and show me why they should have been in the college football playoff game. But no. We're Notre Dame. We feel entitled. We should have been in this thing. You guys didn't give it to us. So now we're going to pout and cry and go on a media tour and tell everybody why we think the system is unfair for Notre Dame football. Give me a break.
Okay, so casual fan hears this and says it's sour grapes. Notre Dame trying to be bigger than everybody, more important. You would say what?
Well, listen, everybody kind of wants to do right by their team. We felt like we did what we needed to do this season to earn a spot in the college football playoffs. We feel that we have one of the very best teams in the country. I think the majority of people who follow this sport so closely agree. Every indication we had from that first ranking suggested that that committee agreed with us. We were always being compared to Alabama. We couldn't possibly have ended the year any better than we did. I get why people think it's sour grapes, but you know it's disappointment, Dan. I mean, this is, we take this seriously, as do other universities. And, you know, the rankings can't just be musical chairs at some, you know, fifth grade birthday party. They have to mean something. And to me, what happened to us really kind of was alarming.
All of this could have been avoided if you simply took care of your own business. You had an opportunity to win a playoff game. You played Miami at the beginning of the season. They beat you. And in the end, that ended up being the tiebreaker. This is where it frustrates me about these big-time schools. They want all the positives of playing Texas, Ohio State, Miami, Texas A&M, but they don't want any of the negatives. You know what could happen. If you get in a fight, there's a chance the other person beats you up. If you get into a fight, there's a chance the other person knocks you out. If you agree to play a game, there's a chance you lose. And losing comes with consequences. And these college football teams, they want all the positives of playing in these games, but don't want to assume any negative for losing the game. They want the television dollars. They want the tickets. They want the parking. They want all of the things that come with you get a chance to host a major college football game, except when they lose. Then it's, oh, well, you can't penalize us for playing the game. Well, you knew the rules and the terms of engagement when you got into it. There's a chance you could lose. You know that. You know there's a chance you could lose. So I don't want to hear it. Notre Dame, I'm sorry. Again, I'm on your side like 20%. I think you make some fair arguments, and there is some truth in what you were saying. But ultimately, you were not in the playoff because you played a game against another team that was on the bubble, and you lost the ultimate tiebreaker. They beat you head-to-head in a game. Next year, win the Miami game, and you are in the college football playoff. That should be the message in all of this.
Here's my one thing where I feel a little bit bad for Notre Dame. First off, I agree with you. Not playing in a bowl game, loser material. But here's why I feel bad for Notre Dame, and I'm not trying to stand up for Notre Dame football. They're not the little guy. They don't need me to stand up for them. Do you know what the rules are in getting in the college football playoff?
No.
Because it seems made up as they go, and if you're going to make them up as you go, there has to be a little consistency, and it seems like Notre Dame got screwed. Because if you're going to tell me, if you're the committee and you tell me, hey, we are trying to preserve the value of playing in a conference championship game, that's why Alabama is in, then explain to me why BYU is not in. They played in a conference championship game, but they got punished for losing their conference championship game. Alabama did not get punished. If you're going to tell me that game is meaningless and can only hurt you, and thus we rewarded Miami, that's fine too. Then why is Notre Dame in, not over Alabama? Because they lost the game that does hurt you. Like, it just seems like we had different rules for Alabama versus Notre Dame versus Miami versus BYU. And I understand, we're complaining about teams 12, 13, 14, and 15. This is what happens in the NCAA tournament. We complain with teams 69, 70, 71, 72. It is the nature of sports. We complain about the people that get left out. But the College Football Playoff Committee doesn't seem to have concise rules. And when they come out and say things like, well, we're preserving the value of playing in your conference championship game, then you turn around and punish BYU. It doesn't make any sense to me. And it feels like you were just arbitrarily picking what does and doesn't matter. And now Miami's in, but Notre Dame's out. And even though 2 weeks ago, Notre Dame was ranked higher than Miami and nothing has changed, now Miami's just better. It just, it all seems made up as they go.
I 100% agree with you. We don't have these complaints in the NFL. There's a formula that everybody follows, everybody has signed up for. It does feel like, at least for, I would say, teams 8, 9, 10, possibly 11. Those, like, last four or five spots. It feels like it's based off vibes and brand recognition. That's what it feels like. It feels like it's based off vibes and brand recognition. Now, I mean, that stinks. I mean, I would say that Notre Dame is maybe the most visible brand in college football and got left out. And that's why this story has been as juicy as it's been. But I don't disagree with you. I think the committee did Notre Dame a disservice in how they communicated it throughout the season. And I understand their argument where we have been ranked ahead of Miami for the last four consecutive weeks. Now all of our information is in, and now, for seemingly no reason, you have now put Miami over us. That doesn't make any sense to us. So I do fundamentally understand their argument. But I also think in the end, it's tough for you to argue with me that you should be in over a team that beat you. If we were talking about Notre Dame and BYU who didn't play each other, or Notre Dame and Vanderbilt where we're just going off the metrics, that's a little bit more subjective to me. You can make a case for them, a case for them, and that's sports, I would say. But you can't really make the, well, I think Notre Dame should be in over Miami, even though their metrics are the same and they lost to them. You just can't make that argument to me in a way that I would believe and would get me to be on your side of the argument. I'm just not buying it. Coming up on the other side, I want to ask you guys a question about Sunday's Chiefs game. We also got Patrick Mahomes set to join us coming up in about 30 minutes or so. Keep it locked in. It's The Drive.
This is Wyatt Thompson from K-State, and you're listening to The Drive with CDOT right here on 96.5 The Fan and the Odyssey app.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
All right, coming up in a bit, we're going to play our conversation for you with Platte County head coach Bill Utz. They have won 28 consecutive games at Platte County. They also have the Simone Award winner, their quarterback. And they won the state championship in back-to-back seasons. So we'll play that for you here coming up in just a bit. Now, I'm going to ask this question. I'm only asking this question because we have to come up with something to talk about. So I don't want you to shoot the messenger. I don't want you to go back to your friends. I can't believe what they said on the radio. Hey, we just be talking. Do you think the Chiefs fans have some fair weather energy right now? I asked that question because on Sunday Night Football, the tickets got down to $20. It was $20 to get into the building. Rob, it was around $50 to $60 to sit lower level, $100 if you wanted to sit, I mean, premium. You could have sat right behind the bench for about $100 if you really wanted to. I am on StubHub right now. It's Wednesday, so we know the demand for this game is not going to go up as we get closer to the game. The demand is going to go down. Rob, how much do you think the cheapest ticket is to go to Sunday's game? So Sunday, I mean, I don't think we're expecting any inclement weather. It's going to be, I mean, a decent December day. How much do you think it is to go to the game?
I'm going to bet it's similar. We played this game with Nate Taylor last week. I'm going to bet it's similar numbers. So I'm going to say $50 to get in.
Right now, you can get the cheapest tickets right now on StubHub are in section 314, row 14, $40, including fees. You can go wow. You can get a pair of tickets for the Chiefs games, and those are not bad seats. They're not great seats.
No, it's not a club level, but you're not upset sitting there.
100%. I mean, you could be sitting way worse at the Chiefs game than sitting uppers row 14 in the end zone. Do you think that's fair weather energy?
I think there is a sect of Chiefs fandom that is fair weather. Now, I know what's going to happen when I say that. The Texans going to pop off with, what are you talking about, Rob? I watched Todd Blackledge, so I'm a real fan. Yes. You are a real fan. You know who I'm talking to when you hear this. But there are definitely some fans you know, whether you've seen them at Arrowhead or on social media or went to high school with them, and now they're they're like, man, I've loved the Chiefs, and I just, man, it was so devastating when Dee Ford happened. That's not devastation as a Chiefs fan. You felt devastation before that moment, time after time after time. So there is a sect of the Chiefs kingdom that has some fair weather energy, and I think they are hurting ticket prices for this weekend. The real ones will still be out there, but there's a sect that enjoyed it as a party, and it feels like the party's over.
I'm going to say this, and I don't think people will acknowledge it, and we'll play the Bill Utes here. I want to give the high school coaches their day. I think there is a group of Chiefs fans that are somewhat happy. This is why. The Chiefs have cost you a lot of money in January over the last 5-6 years. A lot of money. You finally get a break. Think about that. For the last 5-6 years, you have had to rope off a portion of your funds, and they have gone to this thing. You now get a break. You can now spend that money on a vacation. You can spend that money on yourself. You can spend that money on whatever you want to spend it on. I don't think some Chiefs fans will acknowledge it, but there is a group of Chiefs fans that are like, eh, it's okay. It's all right. Hey, we've gone to the Super Bowls. We've done all of these things. I mean, it's going to stink that they're not in the playoffs, but you know what? Hey, I'm going to save $2,400 this January because they're not in the postseason. I don't think Chiefs Kingdom will acknowledge it, but I do think there is a portion of fans that are just like, hey, we've had a good run. I don't want them to make the playoffs. Go ahead, tank, retool, get the 14th overall pick, and we'll start over next year, and I can keep a little bit of my funds as we head into these last final two games of the season. Earlier today, I got a chance to be joined by Bill Utes. He is the head coach at Platte County. Platte County has won 28 consecutive games, and they have won back-to-back state championships at the 5A level. I asked him, was there a moment when he realized that he was the coach of a very special high school team?
You know, well, first of all, I appreciate the kind words for sure, and there's a lot of great teams in the area that would probably argue with you and definitely have a good argument to go along with it. But, you know, I would say last year we had a situation where we had really solid back-to-back-to-back-back classes. For instance, our whole program a year ago was undefeated. So varsity, JV, freshman level, all one game. So we had a really nice group together. They complemented each other really well. And you kind of saw at the beginning of the season that there's a good chance of having something pretty special. As long as you got a little bit lucky and you stayed, you know, injury free and so on and so forth. And then obviously once we got rolling with that and our offense got even more confident, you know, you felt pretty good going into last season. And then returning so many on offense, I think we had to replace three offensive linemen, but all of our skill kids were back, or for the majority of them were back. We lost a few receivers too, but the and a tailback. I keep getting more people, but you know, to have the majority of your kids back, a lot of your playmakers back, you know, you felt pretty good going into this season, the experience that we had and so on. You know, you knew that there was an opportunity to kind of to get back to it. The expectation is definitely there. I mean, we have that expectation every year. The kids bought into that. And, you know, so we knew we had a shot to get back to it as long as we could get our younger defensive kids to kind of form into what we anticipated. And, you know, luckily things went well. Our playoff run was pretty impressive. And, you know, kids stepped up and did the things they needed to do.
Right now, we're talking to Bill Utes. He is the head coach at Platte County. Platte County has won 28 consecutive games. They have won back-to-back state titles in Class 5, currently on the middle of a 28-game win streak. I want to get you out of here with these last two questions. Let's start with this. What do you think this means for your community? One thing that everybody has is a great pride of where they come from, a great pride of their high school or their college or their neighborhood. What is it like to be in the middle of this streak in the community? How has the community embraced you? How has the community embraced these kids and supported you along this journey?
Yeah, it's been amazing. And, you know, the history of our program, if you go all the way back, you know, this is, I think just doing the research, this is only the third best longest winning streak. I mean, we've had a great program over the years, and this community has been supportive the whole time. And I mentioned this to somebody earlier in a different interview, and one of the things that I think people overlook is that, you know, yes, we're in this as a profession. Yes, we're in this, you know, the kids, it's the kids' team, and it's something that they remember and so on. But it's also about the school district, and more importantly, it's about the community that your school district's in. We're blessed to be a one high school district right now, and but the district itself is spread out, and the community support that we've had for years, for many, many years, has just been amazing, and it's no different this year. And so you literally, when you look back on it and you kind of get caught up in the surface of, you know, what's happening like right now, and we're in such a what have you done for me today type business, that it's hard to kind of look at the big picture sometimes. But our youth program is absolutely amazing. Our community support is absolutely amazing. And when you tie all that in and you truly play for other people, it just makes it that much more special. And it gives such a pride for the people that are in the community. You know, all of a sudden we started seeing a lot more sweatshirts and t-shirts being worn last year. And now you see them, you know, all the time, you know, and it's so it's a great way to get a lot of pride in your community. And I think we do a nice job of encouraging everybody to have ownership in this victory. Well,
last thing here, let's talk about your quarterback, Rocco Marriott. He had a phenomenal season. I'm looking through his numbers. He threw for 3,700 yards and 54 touchdowns. He also ran for 900 yards and had 14 touchdowns. He had like a video game kind of season. What is it like to be the coach of a player that is just that dominant?
Well, he's a very good player. I mean, I don't want to take even remotely a bit away from him. I think in our stat compile, we're kind of doing some, you know, year-end things, and I think in his career, his all-purpose yards for his career is like over 11,000. I mean, it's just, you know, just video game numbers, as you said. And honestly, everybody around him, I mean, I have an extremely skilled 26 class that is just, they're really talented. And you know, to have a guy at your quarterback spot that is such a dual threat, and you know, because he can hit you on your with his legs, and then has a tremendous arm and an arm that can put the ball anywhere on the field. I mean, he's not limited to throws. It just makes it a really, it's really hard for teams to defend him. And then obviously being able to put an offense and to formulate an offense around him with some of the other kids that we have, it just it makes it fun. And you can be kind of creative, but you don't have to be too creative because there's kids there that can get the job done. So, you know, we're blessed to have him. It's been a special time. He's had a tremendous career. And, you know, the crazy thing is I think his best football is still yet to come. And so we're excited to have him in the program. And I know he takes a lot of pride of being here as well.
Absolutely. Congratulations to Platte County. They won the 5A state championship. That was their head coach, Bill Utz, joined us. They have won 28 consecutive games. They have won the state championship in back-to-back seasons. And their quarterback, Rocco Marriott, won the Simone Award. He was the best high school football player in the city this year. Coming up on the other side, there will be a positive in how the season has gone. I'll explain. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.